Hi everyone, welcome to Sunny Commutes podcast episode number 28, and this is where I talk web development, business, and other related topics. So I hope everyone's having a great weekend. I'm recording this on a Friday right now, and I want to talk about job automation. I think it's a really interesting topic because pretty much everyone will have their own opinion on this, whether it's okay to automate your job and not tell your employer about it. I hear a lot about people that have remote jobs and they automate it and don't tell their employer, so they have all this extra time. They can work on side projects, they can just play video games all day. And you know, and some people is just like really think like, is that okay to do? Like, I don't know if I'd personally be okay with that. So let's talk about it. First, I want to get the legal part out of the way. Now, I'm not really sure if this counts as automation, but if you end up outsourcing your job to someplace that provides that service for cheap, like India, for example, you know, that can potentially break your contract with your employer, also your non-disclosure agreement. You know, now all of a sudden someone else has access to like the code or knows more about the company. And a lot of that, you know, based on your contract, could just be information that is meant only for you. So in terms of outsourcing, I don't think that's correct legally, but now in terms of writing a script or a tool that turns your daily job or, you know, your 40 hours that week to just like 3 hours, then your employer is still getting what they asked for. You're not really breaking any contracts. You know, some people say that they're paying you for those 40 hours. And I think there's a point to that, but I think that at the end of the day, you know, the employer is asking, okay, we want this project and we want it to be done by this date. And if you're giving that to them, then I personally don't think there's anything wrong with that. Now, the problem here is that you are cheating your employer out of that efficiency that you've just created. So you turn those, you know, 40 hours into 3 hours, and those 37 hours, they could, you know, have you be doing something else. And so here's where like the decision point, I think, comes. So it really depends on the employer. If you know that your employer is the type that will not give you a promotion or doesn't really care about this, like, it just like, here's the deadline, here's a project, I don't really care about anything else, I don't care about like making you more efficient. If you know that they will just give you more work and not anything else, no raise, no promotion, no, maybe not even like crediting you, then in that case, I can understand how, yeah, you know, you automate it, you don't say anything, they're getting what they paid for. However, if you love the company that you work for, and you are giving like your time to the company, you want to improve the company, that's typically what I like to do. Even like Bank of America, I want to, you know, make things as efficient as possible. I want to do my best to help the company as a whole, not just myself, right? Because that's why they hired me. And so, you know, personally, I think that if you are working for a company or employer that you really care about, it's kind of a good idea to just go ahead and tell them, okay, hey, I created this tool, or I created this script that automates this. We can, you know, make better use of this extra time that we have now. And yeah, hopefully you do get a raise from that. Hopefully you get a higher up position where you would be more motivated or have something more interesting that you would be doing. That's I think where it really counts. Because I do think, like, if you have a good employer, you are kind of cheating them out of that time that they're paying you for. They're still getting what they paid for in terms of the project being done. But yeah, so anyway, hopefully that made sense. Kind of almost went off on a little tangent at the end. But hopefully you like this episode. Let me know about future topic suggestions and your opinions on this. Like, is job automation okay? Overall, I think it's okay, but I wouldn't cheat my employer out of that time and efficiency. So yeah, follow me on Twitter, find me on the Anchor app, and I'll catch you guys in the next episode. Thanks for listening. Bye.